I wonder if they're taking that bandsaw away, I don't know.
You know, I saw him passing this morning going down to the garage with wood on his roof and all that.
I mean, there's all that wood we bought.
Yeah, it would
be useful.
Wood, you know.
Be useful in here, you know.
And when you give a belt, I tend to put it back up now, I think. I'm always taking stuff away from them. Because I'm a right bastard with it, I think.
Right, that's me. You haven't got much to say
to me. Find out about, you know, if nothing's going through, we're going to have to start flogging some of the stuff off to get some money back in.
Yeah. He was on his way to the garage, so he might be there now, mightn't he?
Yeah, should be there.
Let me just pull his number at the garage. Oh, hello, it's Frank here. Is Alan dead, you know? Like the little workshop, yeah. He's not. Who's that, Lloyd? Oh, it's Frank, you know, from the dance team. All right. Yeah, you could. Yes, you could if you see him. Yeah, you've got my number there, yeah. All right. Cheers, Lloyd. Bye. Hey, I'll try him at home. This should be funny. I bet bloody... What's the name? Won't talk to me. Hello, Sandy. How are you doing, right? Is Alan about? Oh, right. All right. Can do, or I'll ring him later on. Whatever. Yeah, all right, son. Cheers, then. Right, bye. I don't believe that at all. She said he's out and I don't know what time he'd be back. I thought she knew exactly where he would be and what time he'd be back. She usually got him on a string. She
yeah. Wherever he goes.
That's right. Yeah, well, he's going to look at that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was going to get a circuit for it or something. I must get a little tiny filing cabinet sometime.
What?
A filing cabinet at some stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because this book's only needs a little one or two drawer job, doesn't it? Get rid of some ice sometime. Put one in there.
Big ones, just a tube you can stick it in there.
Yeah. Well, I reckon the weather's going to be nice for tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah, right in the morning, clearing off. But, I mean, this morning, but yesterday, it was supposed to be final day.
Yes, we really got caught out of it.
In that audio file, mate, there's a cartridge in there for us to pick up on, mate, you know. And it's this Japanese bloke, handmade something, he's had 10 a month, he turns out. It's £1,650 for the cartridge.
Oh, God. Who's Mike's up? Holland's?
No, I'll do it.
Brave chap. See things in there. Make your hair curl, won't it?
Right. You wouldn't go to that level. We don't have that level.
So you're detached now. You can go to any level you like.
Well, yeah.
I can't wait to get back to detached. I'll go back into some big hi-fi. Heavy stuff.
You can't wait to have to the bike.
No.
It's all stripped apart at the moment. I'm holding myself a little black spiked rack system.
Oh yeah.
Vida, 38 quid. There's three shelves on it, 20 by 18, I think they are. The gold ring one.
Mm.
And the shelves are spiked onto the stand, and the stand spiked into the floor. The thing I've got now is just too big, I don't need all that bloody.
No.
We
might well do, actually. Well, they do try it on.
They do. I'm not wrong.
Thank you. Oh, that's pretty strange.
Pinched bone marrow transplant. Afterwards, they stay in complete isolation for an average of 28 days, just like 6-year-old Tommy. Children cope with isolation outstandingly well. They are tremendously resourceful as they are throughout the whole period in treatment for their leukemia or whatever disease they transplant for. And the parents too are very resourceful because they have to.
Shall we?
In Hampshire.
Slow fish physics and moth.
How often do you feed it?
You don't, you just put nearly off the track.
Have you been living there?
Yeah.
With you, what have you? You've got all these love.
Can you miss
to feed to
well,
your
that's interesting.
Animal? And look, a nice fresh virginity.
There was a revolution in the field. Tractors were getting much better, combines were getting better, so it was a good time for farming. We were asked to produce more food, and we.
What a video that this day old. So, why don't
you
hear, Tanner? The rabbit, because that's.
his food. So, eating well?
Yeah.
Good. And what does he like most?
Is that also on Channel 1, do you, at the moment, offhand? I can't tell these things.
No, I don't know. I'm just got all tuned in, but I don't know what's on 1.
So I've got 1, I can see it, because that sequence is funny on the sound.
Yes. ITV, maybe that tells you on there.
Right, that's IT Channel 3 at the minute, I suppose.
Yeah. So it tells you automatically then what station you're on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tune on to the next one, then you'll be able to tell them.
I'm using.
What's going on?
4132, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 4132.
That's for what? One.
Oh, I see. It just carries on through. Yeah. Just channel program searching at levels, I suppose. And nothing at tune 4.
Four.
Because that might not be what's out there, though, perhaps, I don't know. So it must be, mustn't it? I'm just wondering. Do you get what programs and what?
Which one of these stopped in Junior Pan? That's 4 then.
No, that is 4 with the animals.
The one is the one with the.
Yeah.
I was unhappy and.
So it's that woman too.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. But not always. And I think this is true of all of.
Working
from I'm getting it going. It's it wouldn't tune in, but it's something to do with this arrangement up here.
With me,
so right, that should.
Converting farmland into a golf course is quite a challenge for the engineers. Graham Wilkins was in charge of the operation. So Graham, what sort of landscape were you confronted with when you came up?
Thanks,
on land, 155 acres of fallow land. We left for a year before we started construction work.
There's no God to love him, sir.
Right, now you're known as the Angel of Fence.
And drier, this extra layer of protection which kept you absolutely dry.
And very fresh.
Kept me dry all day. UV spray Silhouettes Plus. Drier than hell. And now, with wings.
Which one's that? Oh yeah.
It's on the site, and I'm sure as you look around, you'll see small ones and large ones. And some, I'm sure most golfers would like to get near in 1,000 years.
I've got no sound on the record. Is that something I've just got to say?
I think you have to be a reasonably good.
Yeah, it's probably the ace head, you know, on this side.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Were you happy?
You know all the nooks and crannies to avoid, don't you?
I know where the bunkers are. I don't think I helped there when you actually bring the club.
A golf course in the right setting can be a great place to spend a morning in the fresh air. And enjoying the countryside is certainly one of the added attractions of golf. Countryside with golf courses is ringing alarm bells in some areas.
People tend to think about golf courses as nice green areas that people wander around and the balls are rather thick, but in fact, you never get a golf course. And you used to, before the war, for quite a course, there were very few clubhouses before the war. They might have been a little like pocket stones, but now the clubhouses, as you well know, they're social centres, and every golf course application has got a clubhouse. And then, of course, it goes on from there. It is like dropping a pebble in a pond, and the pebble is the golf course, and the ripples outward are the clubhouse, the leisure centre, the driving course, which has got the floodlights. Then they have the shop, and it goes on from there.
I liked the ideas that the leisure company had. I felt that it was better to have a golf course here than a housing estate, and as we've seen, the houses of Winchester come right up to the boundaries of the Farmington side. I think that it would have been a natural progression in the years to come. But the golf course here, this now becomes a green block on this side of Winchester. I'm panicking there.
So how would Ruth best describe the threat to the countryside?
Go back to Greek mythology. A Trojan horse came in pretending to be a Trojan horse and thought the boss of it was something else. And this is what I think the boss is.
Cut yourself off after a short term.
What's it like being a servant? My sister serves food in a cafe. People are always shouting at her.
What's the light in it?
She says it's a rotten block.
There's a lot of light coming in on the back.
Yeah. Cut off after number 15 with the top one as well.
Is it? Oh.
I'll turn it off and try it.
See if the counter is going up and things like that.
Why do you need people to look after just my family?
Yeah, the counter's going up. It's an electronic one.
Yeah, but even so, it's belt driven.
He works with
the hand. He's always telling people what to do. Hang on to try to sound better to you.
That's 10 seconds. Reset.
Not rotating somewhere, and it's either the captain's not turning or something's happening.
Is there anything to do with this bloke? I don't want to drag your weapon with you,
do I? Right, well, let the tube brew up. What was the boat play? Does it play?
It played for a little while. I didn't play it for long, but it did play.
Well, it switches itself off, does it?
Oh, it's because I'm just in the pool. It did play.
Taking up.
Wasn't bad playback when I thought. Not doing as much as it did before now.
Didn't catch it. Trying to figure out what's actually stopping.
Ah,
this one.
Yeah. Is that a drive belt or something on there?
Yeah, it's probably the idler wants to be cleaning up.
Oh, right. Can I do that from the top?
Yeah, you can get at this the carriage, only four screws, and right. You might get at it without the... where's the injection?
Is that one of the side to side, is it?
Yeah, probably. Well, you can get at that one, yeah.
Yep, right.
Also, that one could be That looks very shiny too.
Right. Do I do that with that pencil thing of yours or with the hammer cream?
I've tried hammer cream. Just right. Give it a little spray and wipe it around.
Living with a handicap and life in Britain for an Asian girl provide our topics.
Thank you. only just, I've got one here nearly open. It's yeah, the front just hinges off at the top. It may be a way. Have you spotted something?
So there's a second one down that way or not? There's a crack across there. Or is it a crack or a scratch? This is the right one.
Yeah, that's the right one. I'm going to get my pointer fire. Things you have to use and your eyes are not too good.
Well, I've got to get the magnifier to read the bloody magazine sometimes. It's ridiculous. I'm going back to the opticians with the new glasses. I thought there's no freaking worse than these.
No, it's just a scratch on it. Somebody's been working on this one, haven't they? And the sound chips have been replaced.
I'm sure this fault was, I don't
know. So it's maybe worth changing the control on it to see what happens. They've evidently looked, you can see where they've scratched to get a screwdriver through there to try and get the sound up.
Couldn't you tell when the meter clears the control whether it's working or not?
Yeah, I should be able to. Yeah, I've got one here. I'll get the other meter, I think. Start reading through anything, that one. Yeah, I think so. Now, one end is joined, so that's the bit of the ship pressure. Okay. Nothing.
No.
From the circuit, then. Just try the one above because I think they're. Oh, wait a minute, I'm not connected. I'm not. Right. It should go right across at one end.
No.
That is open circuit then.
Yeah.
See, if I'm connected to this one, I'll show you what the effect is. Turn that on. Oh, another way you can get it back to it, I'll see anything.
That's about where it was. You can go right to one end.
Yes.
I'll hold them and you twiddle it. You know, check yourself out the twiddling sign.
Yeah, see, this is the wiper. This should short itself back to that one.
Okay, can you touch it there?
Yeah, I'm just touching the ends together. I'll try the other one, because I've got that in bits. If you can twiddle that one all over,
yeah.
Second one down, it reads totally different. That's it. Got one end, down the other.
More positive, that one as well.
Yeah, that's what it should read like. So, it's stuffing me up the circuit.
somebody's changing the ship.
We might have to get away with having to take the board out if I use the empty soldier. But we just hook it out and put the next one in. Yeah, I bet you that's what they did, change it looking for the fault. Shadrach.
Red Weller soldering gun in the packing.
Oh yeah. God, this bloody thing is jammed in the works somewhere. This control, it's falling out. It won't come out. Swine. Thank you. Was it?
It's like the front has to come off, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, they are probably what's holding it, aren't they?
Doesn't need tilting much. It's just got the control out, hasn't it?